You're listening to Here to Help on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's a transformation. A man walks in with long, shaggy hair and a thick beard. He's greeted by warm smiles as he sits down and lets the barber work. When he leaves, he has a sharp-looking haircut and trimmed facial hair. This gives him a new sense of self-esteem and a feeling that there is indeed good in the world. He looks nothing like the man who walked in. A group of friends has organized events like this called Care Cuts, a mission to love, uplift, and improve. They provide haircuts, manicures, makeovers, face painting for children, and clothing to men, women, and their children in need. Producer Danny Hayes joined the Care Cuts crew to see how these acts of kindness create hope for those who are served and also for those who are serving.
Well, let me just say something real quick. Everybody, first of all, thank you for coming out. There's going to be a lot of volunteers, and there may be times that you say, well, I don't have a lot to do. Remember why we're doing this. We're here. I know it's going to be very busy and very process-oriented, but remember we're here to love them, to care for them, and to make them feel special. That's what we're here for. So just remember that in between the hustle and bustle of today, why we're doing that. So thank you very much for coming out, and it's a beautiful day, and we're going to have a great time. So thank you.
And that's how it started. The Care Cuts crew set up the hair care stations next to the two main homeless shelters in Utah. This area is unique to Salt Lake City because it's dedicated to help less fortunate individuals and families get back on their feet.
Is everybody going to get a haircut? Yeah, we want you to get a haircut. We want you to get clothes. Get the whole works. Nails, blow dry, makeup, the whole nine yards. You guys can get makeup too, guys, but maybe not. You guys, I mean, we do not discriminate. We do not discriminate. So,
this is Marco Diaz. He's one of the board members for Care Cuts. He and the rest of the team were recruiting volunteers months before the actual event. They went to different beauty and barber schools to see if anyone was interested to volunteer. I met up with two sisters before the event started, named Jackie and Jessica. I asked them why they came here to serve.
It's just nice to have an opportunity to use a skill that I take a lot of pride in. It's a simple thing, but it means a lot to them to have a nice haircut and to be pampered a little bit. And I'm glad that I get to do it.
So why is this kind of service so important? Haircuts, pedicures, makeovers?
I mean, I would imagine when you're not able to provide just the simplest things for yourself to help you feel better about yourself, that it would be really hard. And so I think it's really neat to just provide something that helps them look better on the outside and feel better on the inside.
It's an interesting concept to go to so much trouble to provide haircuts and makeovers. I asked them why they thought this idea of service was so important to give.
If they feel like they look good, they're presenting a better image, and it's going to give them a little bit more confidence to get out there, maybe get that job that's going to help them get on their feet or anything like that, you know. They're going to have the confidence to work a little bit harder for it, you know.
The sisters went to prepare their stations for the hundreds of people that were going to come through for a haircut. Then I met a sweet 23-year-old girl who was waiting in line to get her makeover. Her name was Macy, and she had been living in one of the shelters for the past few months.
I've had a hard time with the environment. It's not how I was raised and not how I grew up, so it's hard. There's a lot of bad things going on, but if you stick to what you believe in and what you know, then you can make it through.
She told me that she wanted the makeover because it was important to be able to work her way out of her current situation.
I think it's important to look good for job interviews and for housing interviews to get us back into the community. Not for me, not just for me, but for other people as well, and to look good to your peers or the people around you. You don't want to look scroungy even though you're homeless. You need to look good.
She was amazed at the amount of help she saw that day.
Seeing people in the community that are willing to help and willing to reach out a helping hand to those who are less fortunate than themselves. It makes me feel like when I am in the position to, I want to give back. And that even though they may not see it as a big deal, to us it is a big deal. And it makes a difference.
I saw this mentality everywhere at this event. So many people who I talked to who were receiving help that day wanted to give back in some way. Macy and I continued to talk. Then her big moment arrived. Her number was called and she was up next for her makeover.
24, 25, 26.
And then began Macy's hour of being pampered by dozens of volunteers.
Here we go. I'm going to get my hair cut, get it washed first.
Hopefully that's not too hot.
No, that feels good.
Her hair was shampooed, conditioned, and dried. From that station, Macy moved on to the haircutting station where Jackie, one of the sister beauticians from the beginning, got to cut her hair.
So what would you like done with your hair?
I think I just want a couple layers off, or a couple inches off, and then layer it a little bit so it's kind of blended in.
Okay, sounds great.
The volunteers would laugh and talk with each person that came through. Each would share bits of their life with someone who they may have never met if it wasn't for this service project.
So, Jackie, how long have you been doing hair for?
Oh, my goodness. I started when I was in high school doing hair. So it's been almost 20 years now that I've been doing hair.
Oh, wow.
This is my sister next to me. We grew up watching our mom as a beautician in our house. And so I actually gave her a haircut when I was about 5.
Yep.
It wasn't good.
I bet your mom wouldn't fix that one.
Yep. I gave myself a haircut. You know those cute little bangs that little girls give themselves that are...
Very short?
That are almost up to your hairline. Yes. Yep. I sported those for a while.
Macy seemed to gain more confidence with every station she went through. I wandered around the rest of the event while she was getting her hair blow-dried and curled. The biggest thing I noticed was the amount of love being poured out by every individual. Those getting the makeovers were overwhelmed by the generosity and affection they received, and many of the volunteers had a permanent smile on their face. It was amazing to see how the complete act of non-judgmental service can transform so many lives. After Macy's hair was styled to perfection, she was able to look for a new outfit in the racks of high-quality donated items. She then got her makeup done by a professional makeup artist and finished up with a polished manicure. Macy couldn't stop smiling at the end of the whole process.
All right, Macy just finished up her makeover, so tell me how you feel.
I feel great. It feels really fresh and clean to have my nails done and my makeup and my hair, and I look beautiful.
I asked Macy to explain a little bit of how she felt about all the service she received that day.
It means so much to me that they came to serve and serve those of us that didn't have the ability or the funds to do what we've been blessed with today.
We have in studio today three members of the Care Cuts board, Marco Diaz, Jonathan Hall, and Wendy Cochamelio. Tell me, where did this idea come from? Because none of you actually cut hair, right? Do I understand that from our visit beforehand?
That is correct.
How do you know each other? How did you get together? And how did you come up with this idea to make a board that would organize service activities like this?
Well, this came about a few months ago when actually – on a personal note, I guess, I've been divorced for 9 years. And so on my ninth year anniversary, I decided that we should do something much grander, on a much grander scale in terms of service. And I decided to recruit a group of friends that I have been serving with for many years and that I know are so kind-hearted and so service-oriented. And so I threw out this idea, crazy as it may be, to cut hair for those that are homeless, even though, as you mentioned, none of us cut hair, but we're all pretty good at organizing. So, and we decided to do this on a broader scale. We had seen YouTube videos of individuals doing it on an individual level, but when we threw out a number of 100 haircuts, it seemed pretty daunting. But on our first event, we ended up doing much more than that, and it ended up being pretty successful.
Okay, Wendy, he said that you all knew each other before. I guess Marco came to you and said, I've seen something about cutting hair for homeless people. I mean, how did you react to that?
I was really excited about it. I think, you know, wow, what a great idea. I think it'll be very well received. Marco and I had done lots of different events together, and really doing a service event with him is just fun anyway. So to have a group of people get together and friends to organize something, I mean, it was just like, hey, let's just try and see what happens. And then it was, again, way more successful than we anticipated.
What about you, Jonathan? How did you react to the idea when Marco first broached it?
Well, first, I wasn't surprised at all because this is what Marco loves to do.
And this is what Wendy loves to do. And we love doing it together as friends. And we've done other, like Wendy said, service projects together in the past. They've all been very successful. So at first I thought, this is different. Mm-hmm. I think we can pull it off. Let's see what happens.
For our listeners, a little bit more background, Marco mentioned that he had been divorced, so he was single. Actually, all of your group are singles, right?
That's correct.
And so rather than feel sorry that you weren't married and had families, you look outwards and decide to do service for others. So that's
And it's a combination. We're single, but in different stages. Some have been married and divorced, some never married, but we're all in the same single stage of life.
Okay. So the idea is that shouldn't stop us from serving. In fact, you may have more time and energy to do that, perhaps.
Well, and not only that, but we wanted part of what we were trying to accomplish is not only to not feel sorry for ourselves, but to give an example to folks that sometimes in our single state of you know, a situation that we're in, we sometimes look a lot inward, right? Our events, our dances, our dates.
All about meeting each other and getting unsingle.
That's right. It's about us. But, you know, there's a quote, and one of the quotes that inspired this event was, you know, many times our answers to our prayers do not happen while on our knees, but while on our feet, loving and serving others.
Yeah, it's not enough to pray about helping the homeless and feeding the hungry. You need to get up off your knees and go out and feed them and help them.
That's right.
Jonathan, what about this haircut business? I mean, Marco said he'd seen some videos about this happening. I mean, why that particular activity? And explain to our listeners why that helps these people improve their situation. What does having a good appearance have to do with escaping homelessness?
Well, it's actually right there in the name. It's Carecuts. But if anyone has ever seen our logo, it's a very large care, and the cuts is very small. Caring is what it's all about. It's about helping them understand that there are people in the community that love them and that care about them. They're going through a rough patch. We've all been through rough patches, and we understand. But we want to be able to help them understand that, hey, this isn't what defines them. Mm-hmm. It's just a stage of life. And by just doing a little bit, maybe we can help them feel a little bit better and cared about.
So, Wendy, this helps them feel better about themselves, but how does it also help them, you know, for instance, trying to get a job or get a lease on a house or something?
You know, first impressions mean a lot. And so when you have someone that's looking more sharp, cleaned up, they're going to be better received in the community if they are going out for, you know, if they're applying for a job or if they're, you know, interacting with others, they're going to feel better, not only inside because they know they look nice, but they'll be received by they're received better by the other person as well because there's not that discrimination. And I wish we could say that we live in a world where there's no discrimination, but that's not true. And so
people are defined by their appearance and judged by their status.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And so we can help them have a better interaction. And that doesn't mean that people don't love them in their current state. That's not what it is at all. But I just know that when they're better received by others, then it kind of has this rippling effect, mm-hmm. right? Additionally, there's just something I mean, I can't speak for men because I'm not one. But for a woman, there is something to be said about when you get your hair done or when you have your makeup put on by someone else. Or when you get your nails done and you're looking sharp, like it puts a spring in your step and makeup that you wouldn't typically not choose out or wear. And then you end up liking and exploring. There's something about that. And to see the women that we've served become excited with a new look, that does something for them, too. And I think it gives that extra energy and oomph to try and do more and be more.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to add to that. So not only is that we wanted people to know that they're loved and cared and help that, you know, that exterior appearance as well. But the glow that we saw, the change in their countenance as that inner strength that came, a lot of them, you know, weren't smiling when we started cutting their hair. Mm-hmm. Their eyes were different. And we took before and after the pictures, and you could see the difference in their eyes and in their smiles. Just because of that exterior appearance. And so that made a difference in our lives because, you know, that glow about them, that change in countenance, that happiness that now they radiated was was a great impact for us as well.
Jonathan, you mentioned that none of you actually cut hair. What you're mostly doing is organizing and getting the volunteers together, and that this is done for whole groups. I mean, we forget a lot of times that homeless people are often homeless families. When we were talking about how CareCuts helps men, women, and children in need, I almost chuckled as I was listing the things you do: haircuts, manicures, makeovers, and face painting. I presume the face painting was for kids.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the children, and then let's talk about how you've helped all of them in the procedures.
Well, we definitely want to have the children have a good experience as well. While their parents are having their hair cut or their beards trimmed, we have volunteers that are helping take the kids over to have their faces painted. It's fun. We've got some great pictures on our Facebook page of some of the kids who've had their face painted. We've got a DJ playing some music. We want it to be a good experience, and even a petting zoo for the kids, because who doesn't love a petting zoo, right?
Plus they get snacks, and they always like that too. They always like their treats.
So tell me a little bit about the process. First of all, how do you recruit or find people to help? And then when you bring them or when you go to them, what are the stations you have set up to help them?
So basically, we wanted to bring it to them. So the first thing we've done is we closed the street right in between the Road Home homeless shelter and the Catholic Community Service, St. Vincent de Paul kitchen. So we've closed the street.
So it's the place where they're staying and the place where they get fed.
That's exactly right. So it's right in there. So many of them are already on the streets. So we put canopies around to create certain stations. And then we have them sign in. We have them sign in, and the first thing, and we try to do this in as orderly a fashion as possible. They come in, we call their name, then they get their hair washed first. Some have not washed their hair in a while, so we want to make sure. And one of the things that was surprising to us is how much they enjoyed that piece of it, just someone washing their hair. And
we forget how much human contact means
that's right,
to people.
Exactly.
And when people are homeless, people walking to the side of the street, they feel like they smell, they're not, and to have someone touch you is a very intimate thing.
And that's one of the most telling things. We, after the pictures, the washing station surprised us the most because, again, they were laying back and someone washing their hair, and you could see the contentment in their mm-hmm. eyes. So that's number one. Number two, after they wash their hair, we dry it, then they go get their hair cut. For the men, after the haircut, if they need their beards trimmed or cut, then move to the barber side of things. For the women, they get it blow dry.
Well, let's have Wendy talk about the women's side. Let's talk about this makeover that you're doing here.
So the women, after they get their hair washed and trimmed, then they go and get their hair dried. And some get it curled, depending on what they want. And then there's a makeup station. We have makeup artists. And thanks to Nordstrom's, who's donated some makeup, then we actually put them in really nice makeup and get their nails painted. And it's just a whole just sit down day at the spa in the street.
So a street spa. I love it. So in addition to recruiting volunteers who will do this, it sounds like you have sponsors, right? You said Nordstrom's donates makeup. Who are some of the other sponsors?
Harmon's has helped donate some food. The Legacy Initiative has helped with the clothing. The LDS Church has helped with some organizing of just some of the components that are used at that event, some of the chairs, some of the tables.
But in addition to that, they've given out vouchers because mm-hmm. even though we have a lot of clothing there, there are some clothes that we may not have either the right size, or some may have a specific need. Some might want to go to an interview and may not have something a little bit more formal.
May not have a tie.
Right.
May
and
not
so,
have a skirt.
So we, the LDS Church has been kind enough to give us some vouchers to say there are local, desert industries in the area.
There are thrift shop places.
Thrift shops and like Salvation Army type shops. And they've given us these vouchers so that they can go if they can't find what we have.
That's wonderful. Listen, as we close our interview, I'd like each of you to just take a moment or two and share an experience that you've had while you're serving and how you feel it's changed you. Wendy, let's start with you.
I think serving others puts life into perspective for me. This group, like I said, primarily most of us are single. And for me, I began serving more intimately with the community and internationally after a divorce, and it's changed my heart. And I think that, truthfully, I didn't have the right heart until I went through the divorce to really serve the capacity that I needed to, because I didn't have the empathy. Mm-hmm. So it's changed my heart in that I have more empathy for others. And I don't judge as much because I realize sometimes people don't respond to life like they normally would when there's additional stressors in their life.
Right.
And I learned that from my own experience. So serving others and really getting to know them more and their story and really trying to show compassion for where they are and not being trying to just not be judgmental, but loving and understanding to where they are has helped me be a better person, I think, in general and at work, definitely and with my coworkers, with my family, with my friends. Of course, it's my role as a mother. And I think I'm a better asset to the community by exploring more into service and not only just here locally, but definitely internationally as well. I get a different flair.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I have a friend of mine who he died and he had an interesting experience. And when he came back, there was one question that he said was the most important question that he felt needed to be asked. And it was, to what degree have you really truly learned to love? And for me, it's, you know, especially being single, like we all are, sometimes we can be selfish. Sometimes we can just only care about ourselves and we don't see what's going on around us, especially those, you know, the individual who's needy, who might be standing on a corner, who might not have much to be able to get by. And I'm so blessed. And to be able to look at that individual and say, you know what? He's a special person too. And I love him or her no matter what, because we all have our own struggles and it's up to us to help our brother, to help our sister, because we all need help at some point or another. And during that event, I made new friendships that I thought I never would. It's like I gained another family. And I know that going forward with any other event we choose to do in the future too, I'll continuously look forward to it because it'll be a new opportunity to gain new friends and gain new family.
That's great. Thank you. Marco?
I just had the opportunity to come back from a 9-day trip to Peru, and we were able to do some humanitarian work there. And even though we went, our primary goal was to build a little kitchen, little area for them to cook and eat, a little cafeteria kind of place. Many of these kids have never had shoes. And so we took them shoes and socks. And for me, the touching experience was that in the little river in their little village, we washed, and I had the opportunity to wash about two dozen kids, the feet of about two dozen kids who had never, just getting them ready to so they can wear their shoes. And many of them had blisters and open wounds and just, and as I looked in their eyes, I could feel the love of the Savior. And even though in the middle of nowhere in Peru, in this remote little village, you know, was reassured and reaffirmed that our Savior loves everybody.
You know, Marco, that was such a touching story because it's one thing to give someone shoes to wear. It's another thing to wash their feet. And I immediately thought of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples or, you know, Pope Francis washing the feet of people. And that shows that it's not just giving people things, it's giving them love. And audience, thank you for joining us. I hope that maybe you will be inspired to look for opportunities where you too can serve either alone or with a group of friends like this. Thank you, Marco, Jonathan, and Wendy for joining us, and thank you for the good work that you're doing. And thank you, listeners, for joining us for this episode of Here to Help on the Mormon Channel. Remember that you can listen to this episode, share it with friends, and listen to other episodes by finding Here to Help and other similar programs at mormonchannel.org.